Hello, and welcome to Love's Curriculum. I am your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and your guide on this journey to awaken to the love that connects all. As a bridge for the High Council, which includes Jesus, the Archangels, and other light teachers, I look forward to joining with you to uncover your soul's divine purpose and ignite love in the world. It is time to join in the awakening. Hello, this is your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. Welcome to the show. I am excited to be here, and by my count, this is the 20th show, and that's an exciting milestone. And if you are tuning in for the first time, this show comes out of my book, Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. It's available on Amazon, where it's a number one international bestseller. And I am excited for that because not only is it a book, but Love's Curriculum is my heart's purpose and desire to awaken the world to love, to join with others like you, lightworkers called to be the change, and to ultimately create this idea of heaven on earth. And the book I scribed for the High Council includes Jesus, the Archangels, and other light teachers from very high consciousness and other realms. Now, I was not always an intuitive and a scribe or able to be a conduit for the High Council. I actually started my working life as a lawyer way back in 1996, and it was a monumental moment, my very first day of work as a lawyer, because I had a wake-up call from my soul on that very first day of work, walking into the washroom of all places. And what happened was I heard an internal wake-up call, an internal voice that whispered and nudged me and said, remember, this isn't what you want to do. You have other things you want it to be in this world. This is not the path. You're on a different path. Remember, you had something else in mind. And it was a shock in that moment on my first day after I'd committed to 3 years of law school and lots of law school debt. And yet it also felt comforting because I understood. I was resonated with it. It felt true and it felt good to remember. And so I began to listen to that small, still voice within and trusted it, began to learn how to hear it and trust and to work with my intuition and angels and guides, and began to follow it to take classes and to get help in my marriage and to begin a personal and spiritual growth journey. That if we fast forward 20 years, here I am today through many twists and turns and many opportunities to leap forward and answer the call of my soul and keep realigning and getting on track. That here I am sharing my purpose in the world to be love, to join with others, to help us remember love, and specifically to work with the High Council and Love's Curriculum. So that is a bit, again, about me, especially if you hadn't heard any of that story yet. So let's get on to the purpose of this show. Today, we are going to be exploring love. What is this divine love that we talk about, this love that connects all? And how do we be that love in action in the world? I'll read from chapter 32 in Love's Curriculum, Going Forth in Love. And then in the latter half of the show, I will tune in to the High Council and let them work with you through me. It's a chance then to call in with a specific question as well. So before we dive into this what is love topic, I am going to set a prayer of intention and surrender here, as I like to do. And I am feeling today how I'm grateful for this others who led by example to do this, other speakers and teachers that I've had and that I aspired to follow in their footsteps in this regard, in surrendering our time together to spirit, to the divine, to the Holy Spirit, to the highest good of all, and in the name of love, so that my words, that our time together will be completely in the service of love and the highest good of all, with spirit guiding our way. And so it is. All right. So what is love? I often spell this love in all caps, this idea of divine love. Now, ultimately, love is beyond definition, beyond any words that we can put to it. It's definitely an experience as well as a concept. This idea of divine love is our true nature. And in A Course in Miracles, any of you familiar with A Course in Miracles? And if not, again, it's a beautiful text that's been around since the 70s, of which I am a student, or have been a student, and which is very much related to Love's curriculum. And I was actively doing A Course in Miracles when I scribed Love's curriculum and woke up to my assignment, describe Love's curriculum. So in A Course in Miracles, around love, it strongly teaches that only love is real. And in Love's curriculum, Jesus says, "As I said in A Course in Miracles, let the light heal all mistaken thoughts about yourself, for they are merely illusions that will dissolve as you keep them in love's awareness, as you bring them consciously to love, for only love is real." So this idea of this love, and this love that is real, and this love that we are wanting to experience and express, instead of experiencing separation and fear or limiting beliefs or self-judgment. And for me, it's very important that Love's curriculum is a movement about taking action in love, about answering the call for love in the world. And so embodying this experience of love and letting it guide our actions so that it's not just an ethereal concept. It actually is what we are revealing and becoming in the world. We're learning to be love in this human form. To embrace Christ consciousness is another way that we can talk about expressing divine love and form. To remember the truth of who we are and to be a model of that as Jesus was. So I'm going to read two bits from Love's curriculum that attempt to put into words what love is. Again, remember that ultimately love is beyond definition. It is our true nature. So this is from chapter 1 of Love's curriculum, The Communication of Light. And this is in the voice of Jesus. And this is under the definition, or the definition in this chapter for the subtitle, love. The vibration of love is God. Love is all. Love is the light of God shining in you and all on this planet, this earth. It shines behind and within all as the vibration of God, as the light of God in form. This form that you have thought to make real, or that seems real to your ego eyes, your body eyes. And yet it is all vibrating still in the ocean of love, in God's love and light, beyond time and space. So there again, we're talking about this experience, this love that is the experience of our eternal being. It can come through our body and our relationships, and yet it goes beyond. It is God. It is behind everything, this ocean of love from which all form seems to come forth. And then I'll read from the preface in Love's Curriculum, because as I was preparing to put the book out there, I tuned in for some help from the High Council, because I was getting caught up in my own mind wanting to get this definition of love straight, right? Again, it's a concept beyond understanding, really, and yet we try to put it into a logical order or definition. And so as I was preparing the book for publication, I asked for some guidance from the High Council, and I will read part of their response. So I asked them about the meaning of the term love. Here in this book, we speak of the love that binds and connects us all, and that could be described in several degrees, levels, or forms. We could designate these levels as lowercase love, capital love, and then all caps love. Of course, a little side note, they don't say all caps, but I'm trying to put into into your awareness what I'm reading here. So we've got the little case love, the big capital love, and then all caps love. So first, this lowercase love could be called the expression of divine love in specific forms. It is love for one another and between specific people and things. The love of friends, the love of places, the love of self, and the love of things to a lesser extent. As well, like in the statement, I love your hair, or I love that car. Next, capital love, or divine love, is the expression of God's greater love here in form. In addition to love for one another, you may also experience love, divine love, of all and in all and between all of you as God's children. You may bring a greater love here in form on earth. And finally, love, in all caps, is a love beyond all measure, beyond all things of form. It is love that exists and vibrates behind all as the blueprint for all creation, and that can be used and molded into form, forms of God and love and good, or forms of the ego's fear of separation. But remember that you cannot change the nature of love with the ego's thoughts. It only appears so, as an illusion of fear, a mask on the face of God. Love, in all caps, is the hand of God, is God, and exists beyond all in eternity, and then beyond as light. And so I'll end there. And so even I notice as I read those words that at some point as I read them, I begin to experience this expansive feeling of the love that they're talking about. But when I first started to read these words to you, I felt a lower vibration. I was stuck in my mind, that part of me that wants to limit love and figure it out and look at it logically and see if it really makes sense. And do the equations add up? And, well, you said this, but did you mean this? So just to be aware as we explore this topic, that truly there is an expansive energy of love that comes through, as opposed to the mental mind, ego limited mind, trying to figure out what love is, which is a great example of this being love in action. How do we put this broad, expansive concept into action? Well, often it is about choosing which mind, which voice am I going to listen to? Am I going to get stuck in the limited mind, figuring things out, believing in separation, believing there's a right way, the fearful part of my mind in any situation? Or will I choose to let this voice for love, this expansive concept of love, be my director in each moment? Will I choose to open to that expansive in deciding what to do or say or just be? Will I bring that forward? Or will I choose to get caught up in those rationalizing of the mind, the loops that it puts us into, the figuring outs. And can we be gentle with ourselves there? So in order to really express this love in the world, in those moments where we might see that we have internal negative ego dialogue going on or stopping us, in order to continue to be that love in that moment, we need to have love for ourselves. We need to bring love to that judging ego part of us. We need to set it aside with love. As we embrace love then and can be love in that moment. And as well, being love is about experiencing a real deep connection to that part of you that goes beyond your body, perhaps in meditation or prayer or healing or energy work. And then it is about bringing that, though, that remembering of love, that experiencing of love into each moment as best we can. And I believe as we tap into it in experiences of meditation or healing or dance or ceremony, then it's easier in the daily moments in our life, the daily struggles, to remember it and to set aside the ego and allow that experience to then come forward, that experience of love to come forward. And I was excited this morning because I was drawn to pick up A Course in Miracles, as I can see how related it is to this topic, to many of the topics, all of the topics in Love's curriculum. And I was drawn to the fact that this idea of being love in action is really, seems to me, at least today, I'm inspired to see that it is about creating miracles, as is talked about in A Course in Miracles. In fact, it's talked about on the very first page in chapter one of the text of A Course in Miracles. This idea that we are here to create miracles, rememberings of the truth, allowing love to reign supreme and letting go of fear. And so I'm going to just read a few of the descriptions from that chapter one of what a miracle is. Miracles occur naturally as expressions of love. The real miracle is the love that inspires them. In this sense, everything that comes from love is a miracle. Each day should be devoted to miracles. Miracles are natural signs of forgiveness. Miracles are teaching devices for demonstrating it is as blessed to give as to receive. Miracles transcend the body. And finally, a miracle is a service. It is the maximal service you can render to another. It is a way of loving your neighbor as yourself. You recognize your own and your neighbor's worth simultaneously. So I found that such a beautiful reminder that as we choose a voice for love in each moment, as we remember that love that connects us to the other, as we see the giving and receiving are one, as we forgive, as we bring compassion, as we remember that we are valuable and so is the other, in our choices, in our words, in our decisions, in how we are in the world in each moment, we are then creating a miracle. We are being love in action. Now, the good news is that love is our natural state. It is the truth of us. So we don't need to go out and find it or learn how to be it. It's more that we need to reveal it with practices that raise our awareness and experiencing of it, and practices and tools that help us heal where we may still be limiting ourselves, where we may still not value or remember our importance. It's about tuning in to our guidance and intuition and asking for support from God, Spirit, the Divine Helpers, the Holy Spirit, allowing their help as we journey to reveal and be this natural state of ourselves as love. And I'll share a quick little story that I feel so excited, and I just believe, if I'm feeling passionate here in this moment about this love that we are, it's because I was gifted with a direct experience of being that love. And it was at a workshop that was tailored to help us have a direct experience of the divine beyond the ego. And the experience that I had, there was much resistance to surrendering to this love and this experience. And finally, I had a heartfelt breakthrough, and seemingly out of the blue, without any of my control, I was in a few moments experiencing being love. And all I can say was that the ego wasn't present. I was love. And as soon as I was brought back from the experience, I could hear the ego start to tell me, "You didn't do it right," or "What was that?" or "You need to be embarrassed." It started to talk, but it was removed from me. And I just kept feeling, "I am love." And it lasted all night long. I lay in bed and I could hear this other ego voice talking to me. But it wasn't me. I wasn't buying into it. It wasn't within me. It felt so separate. And every time I looked in the mirror, like getting ready or going to bed, I kept looking at myself, "I am love." And love goes on forever. Love. I am love. You are love. It's all love. It goes on forever. And it was this real feeling in my heart. That is the truth of us. And I feel so blessed that I had that experience, and that it helps me retain passion and knowing of this truth, and wanting to bring that to you others, to all of you, to join with you in that remembering. All right, well, we are going to take a short break, and then when we come back, I'm going to read from Love's Curriculum, Chapter 32, and it is titled Going Forth in Love, and it's the second to last chapter. So by this point in Love's Curriculum, there's been lots of awakening to love, and this is about how we are then to go forth with this love into the world. Again, to be that love in action, to create those miracles, and to stand for love where we are called. Some of you may be called to really take a stand for a change in your world, in your communities, in your work. And so to allow love to guide you there, and to allow love to guide you, and to surrender and move past any of the fears or rationalizations or reasons or protectionism of the ego that might keep you from revealing that love in that situation, and speaking from that love, and taking action from that love. All right, we'll be back shortly. Do you hear your soul calling to you? Do you feel your heart pulling you toward a new vision, toward your soul's divine purpose manifest in the world? If so, it makes sense. We as lightworkers and love advocates are being called to be the change now by showing up in our authentic divine light and service in the world. No more wasting time in the fear of change, the one day I'll do it, the old limiting beliefs or fears of being seen. And you also deserve to be lovingly supported and guided to take the concrete action needed to show up and manifest your soul's dream. That is why I have designed my Team for Love 12-week mentoring program, in which I support you in gaining the clarity, connection, and courage to shine your heart and purpose in the world. To learn more and apply, visit lovescurriculum.com under the Work with Jenny mentoring page. I look forward to hearing from you. Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, I am Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. And today we are exploring the nature of divine love, of this love that connects us all, and how to be that love in action in the world. And now I'm going to read from chapter 32, titled Going Forth in Love. This is from my book, Love's Curriculum, which this show is based upon. And this chapter is in the voice of Headmistress Archangel Penemu and Headmaster Archangel Michael, Headmistress and Headmaster of the university teaching space of which the High Council speaks about in Love's Curriculum, the teaching space that they inform us they are coming from to teach and guide us. And there's a wonderful story about my meeting of Archangel Penemu, not someone I knew of, and that is actually in one of the earlier chapters in Love's Curriculum, if you're interested. All right, let us begin here. So chapter 32, Going Forth in Love. Let your heart hear and feel and see the light and love that is in and around all, that is in and around you always, all the time, always. Also, know that time and space are an illusion from which you are waking. Go and learn and teach this to others and the world, so that they too may open their hearts to each other and to the light and love that is always there in the world, in their heartbeats, in Mother Earth, in the galaxies, and beyond, in the eternal love and light of God, which resides at home in you as well. For the home, seemingly out there as a place to reach, is home within you. It is always there as well within you. All of us at the university and beyond are here to work with you on this, your task as part of God's army of love. We will fulfill our part of the bargain, our half of the contract. All you need to do is be willing. Let love in. Let the Holy Spirit in. A little willingness, and we are there to work with you in many ways and many forms. All good, all light, all love. You have come this far. For that we rejoice. You are here. You are welcome. You are welcome here. We will work with you in your dreams, in your lives, in your prayers. With many resources, we will work with you in your minds and hearts. One way to connect with us is to open your heart center and crown to our love and light, your Father's love and light, while at the same time keeping love solidly rooted to the center of the earth by drawing up Mother Earth's energy through your feet, thus joining heaven and earth. That is one way. There are many, and we have taught you others here in the pages of Love's Curriculum as well. We want you to know we love all of you, and we love all of the forms with which you, with purity in your heart, connect with oneness and light and love to reach across the worlds. Be open. Be at peace, knowing that you are important, that you are vital, that you are loved, that you are part of a bigger picture, that you are led by Jesus, that you are part of his team, his army. We love you and you are important. With gentleness and compassion and love and connection with us, spread your love onto the world and worlds. Join with others. There is strength in numbers, for where two or more are gathered in the name of Jesus, in the name of love, for love's army, love will be present. Love will show its beautiful face with strength and warmth and truth. On this, you can rely. We go here from this book, and yet it is just the beginning of our work together. It is just the start of this beautiful journey, the journey of love. Together, we are on the journey of love. We leave you with one final action step, and that is to go forth in connection with us. Go forth with the strength that comes from knowing you are part of this team of love, that you have fellow travelers, both in body and not in body. Know that your heart knows the right way. Know that you always have an open channel to communicate with love with us. Know that you are love and in truth can only be love in the world. The rest is merely forgetting, a forgetting that needs remembering. Help others to remember by connecting with us and remembering for yourself. Remembering starts within you, then naturally flows out. And yet remembering also comes from seeing your oneness with your brothers and sisters. It is a two-way street. You are always learning and teaching, giving and receiving. Go forth now and see the light and bring it to others to see and feel and know. Through love, you will do this. You will do this through the love that passes understanding and of which we are teaching you here in Love's Curriculum. And we teach you beyond this book as you study Love's Curriculum with us through the university that is here in the fifth dimension and exists beyond in other forms as well to reach the hearts of many, to awaken all. As part of Love's Curriculum, continue to read and practice A Course in Miracles or other similar path, and learn and practice in connection with us and with our messages to you in Love's Curriculum. We thank you for coming here to learn with us. Go now in peace and love to serve in God's army of love for the enlightenment of all, to love, home, peace, and light. It is a great awakening that covers all the galaxies, the cosmos, in its light. And you are there in form on Earth to help all remember the love and light, and that they too are home in God with you as well. You are there to remember and help all remember that each of you are one in love and light with all your brothers and sisters there in appearing form on Earth and beyond in other light worlds, realms, dimensions, and galaxies. To remember that each of you are one with us, the Holy Spirit's helpers, who are gladly here to work with you all and help lead you on and above and beyond to the light and love at home with God, the place where we all and all truly reside already together, united as one in love and life eternal, in the eternal oneness and glory to God. And so be it, and so it is, in light and love. Amen. We go with you now. We go with you. Remember, we are here with you in light and love always. Always we love you. Receive our love now. As you go from reading this book, Love's Curriculum, it is just a start. We go with you as you go to serve love toward the awakening of all. Thank you. We love you. All right. Call to action in that chapter. A call to remembering that you are connected, that you are love, that you are guided, that you are here with others, awakening the world. Really wrapping up all of the teachings in Love's Curriculum there in that chapter. A summary. All right. So we are going to take another short break. And when we get back, I am going to tune in to the High Council and bring them through to answer your questions and to lead and guide us with a message. So if you're wanting to call in with a specific question about love, about your life, about your path, just a question in general about awakening, here's the number to call. 1-888-627-6008. So again, with any questions or wanting a message from the High Council, the number is 1-888-627-6008. And we will be right back.
Interested in having Jenny and the High Council come to speak to your group? Contact Jenny at lovescurriculum.com to inquire about arranging a mystical, inspiring, love-filled event with the High Council. Again, that's lovescurriculum.com.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, I am Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. Today we are exploring the nature of love, this love that we are, the love that is God, and how to be that love in action in the world. And I'll just finish reading from chapter 32 in my book, Love's Curriculum, Going Forth in Love. And right now, I am going to tune into the High Council for us. So again, there's still an opportunity if you feel you want to call in for with your own question, please do. The number is 1-888-627-6008. And if we don't have any individual callers, what I do then is I tune in and I'm going to bring through a group message, guided experience, let the High Council work with us, whatever they're wanting to relay here live to you today. All right, so I'm going to tune in now. So I ask that the High Council draw near. You are always near, in truth, that you come through me now to the listeners here, and I ask my angels and my guides to help me be a clear conduit for your messages, for your voice, and I ask that it be in the highest good of each listener, the highest good of all, and so it is. Dear ones, we wish to address any heaviness that you may have lying on your hearts this week, this month, this year, in this moment. And perhaps you are not aware of this heaviness in this moment, and yet it does appear at times, perhaps at night or for a fleeting moment in your day, as we expect it to, as you journey, at the stage of the journey that you are on, at which you find yourself now, where this love of which we've spoken today is only beginning to reveal in each of your hearts, in the world. And specifically, as you look around the world, you may be drawn to see the areas in which fear seems to be reigning supreme. But remember that under any fear, love is, that love is the truth. And that as you shine a light and reveal more of that love in your own heart, letting the mist and fog of fear and the ego dissolve and slip away. That what will be shining forward is love. So do not despair that love has gone anywhere. Love is still there. Love is the truth. You are in the ocean of love always. And yet at this stage of your awakening journey there on earth, this love is still just beginning to be revealed. Revealed by many, revealed by some. And yet it is not being fully shone into the world or revealed yet. And so you still see the shadows present as the light begins to shine and be revealed. Still see where many are still choosing fear and the voice of the ego, who are acting from that place. And so your work is to begin to more and more act, as we've discussed earlier, from that place of love, and to join with others, and to join with those who are in fear, to remember your oneness, to call forth love in any situation, to demand in a way that love reigns supreme. And yet it is not a demand in a sense where you control or force it, just a claiming, a declaring of the truth, and then a surrendering into love, and remembering to ask us, your divine helpers, in every moment that we help that miracle occur, that we help the experience of love be revealed and brought forth, as we discussed in chapter 32, bringing it forth, going forth, so that it becomes the forefront, so that this love that is behind all begins to be in the forefront, that it begins to be the director of the movie in which you are a part in that seeming illusion, where love can manifest and direct your thoughts and actions and those of all, ultimately creating heaven on earth. And so we ask now that we create a bit of connecting space here. As we said, it's important to have an experience of this love to allow some of the layers and barriers to fall away. And the more and more you have moments of experiencing this love, the more you can call on it in times of even seeming distress, times where there is a call for love presented in front of you, or a call for love within yourself, where you are battling with a part of you that itself is in fear, because it continues to be an inner and outward journey, a journey of revealing love to those dark places within your own mind, as well as enlightening the world around you. Again, there really is no separation, just unity and flow and oneness in the ocean of love. And yet, with a seeming mask of fear and separation being acted out at times, and in many at this time, again, at this stage of your journey of awakening. And so we will take the next few minutes here. We invite you to close your eyes and to begin to go within, noticing your breath, at the same time feeling your feet planted on this, your Mother Earth, so that love begins to reveal within this body of yours. The light that you are begins to shine out from your body. And so breathe, allowing this experience. We're just focusing on the breath and feeling with each breath, intend, ask, feel, know that your heart is expanding, that the light and this experience of yourself is light, is expanding. trust that we are connecting with you to help guide you in this process. You need not do anything, yet be willing and keep breathing with each breath, asking that you relax and surrender into this truth of you as love and light. And see that you are a generator of love and light, an energy source, a flame of this light. And so now see, feel, know your body to be a glowing flame of love and light, loosely contained within your body, so that you see this form that you are in, just very vaguely and loosely holding and containing this flame of love and light that you are, so that it can walk in this world and make choices and decisions and connect with others and learn and grow. But see that in truth you are a being of love and light. You are a being of love and light who is remembering and learning and serving. But this is your true nature. Any of the learning and growing and serving are actions of that body of yours, that thinking mind, that awakening mind. That human experience. But nothing has changed deep within. You are always at your core this being of love and light. And we'll draw your attention now to see that as well you have a soul essence or form that is learning and growing and there for a reason on planet Earth. And even that soul form itself is ultimately love and light connected to the whole, coming from this ultimate connection of love and light, coming into a bit of form as a soul to live its purpose, to join with others, to help awaken that third dimension to the memory of love and how to be love in action, how to let love reign supreme in your world, to create heaven on earth. And again, it begins with being gentle with yourself and loving with yourself on this journey, and healing any barriers or any place of self-judgment or unforgiveness for yourself, for others, to give and receive to yourself and others, to create those miracles of which we spoke in Love's curriculum and in A Course in Miracles. And so we invite you now, again, as we started with that idea that there still can be heaviness on your heart at times, which is a natural part of this progress, not to judge it as something wrong or that needs to be left behind, but merely not to be left behind or forgotten, but merely to be transmuted in love, to be brought to love as well. This part of the human experience that can feel depression and despair and heartache and loss, especially in light of the situations in your world that are going on, the fearful situations, the acting out in fear and separation. So just placing your hands on your heart now. Just allowing any of those experiences, or whether you're feeling them now or are aware that you have them at times, any of those feelings of depression or disconcerted or disappointed or afraid or alone, sad, despair, heartbreak, heaviness in the heart. With your hands, these hands of love and light that are yours, that are joined with Jesus's healing love and light and all the archangels. So allow through your hands into your heart that this love surround and infuse and melt these heavier feelings, Again, not that they need to be gotten rid of, but just merely infused with love. And just breathe. And when love is brought, it's like a garden. Like a new little bud can begin to grow in your garden. When love is brought to those heavier feelings, it brings forth an opportunity of hope, a new growth. From there, you can see, where does love call me? From this compassionate feeling heart, where does love call me forth to be love, to be changed, to be a voice? To be compassionate and loving and gentle with myself and others. To care for Mother Earth and the world. And as we breathe into this heart space, we'll do one sound of awe just to illuminate and activate these feelings of hope and possibility and where you are called to bring forth your love into the world. And taking another breath and just allowing in this sense of possibility or where you're called, this hope. Allow yourselves to be aware of the connection with all of us light workers, not in form, who are there in that possibility and hope with you, birthing your dreams with you, adding to your flame of love, adding a greater energy of love and light to any endeavors, to any possibilities. And remember that we need you to ask us for help, that we are here always, and yet in order for us to guide you and to help you know which steps to take, we need your asking. So remember, you have a channel open with us to ask and to receive, and that we are always loving you, and that we love you even when you forget to ask. Again, be gentle with yourselves, as that is the start of being love, of revealing love. And so it is. All right. I'm just going to let that connection with the High Council recede back a bit as I come forward. Here is Jenny for you. Thank you for participating in that opening experience there, for your willingness to open your hearts to love and to create this time, this space for love and for expansion and for connecting together. I trust and know that as we join together on these airwaves, that we are building this energy and awakening of love in the world, that it is revealing more and more through us. So thank you for being here. All right, and as you can tell, it's important to me, this idea that we bring love and reveal love in the world. And if any of you are wanting to learn more about the support that I offer around that, you can check out the website, my website, lovescurriculum.com. And under Work with Jenny, you'll see the Live Your Divine Purpose Mentoring Program, which used to be called the Team for Love, as the little commercial break said. But now the Live Your Divine Purpose Mentoring Program, as well as the Monthly Circle online program, where I tune in like this with the High Council for you for 75 minutes as a group every month, as well as other features and benefits of being part of that circle. And the mentoring program, really wholehearted, full-on support to step through any fears or things that are holding you back from manifesting your soul's calling and being love in the way you want to be, being that change. And as always, there's also the Lightworkers and Love Advocates Facebook group. If you're not there yet, search it on Facebook and request to join, and I will add you. We connect with lightworkers and love advocates for support and sharing, and I do Facebook Live meditations, bringing through the High Council every Friday. So it's a great way to stay connected with this work. All right. Have a wonderful 2 weeks before we meet here again. And I hope to see and hear and connect with you between then. All right. Much love. Take care. Tune in bi-weekly to Love's Curriculum for more inspiration and guidance from the High Council. And in the meantime, visit online retailers to purchase Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. If you are wanting additional support and to join with fellow lightworkers and love advocates, then connect with me, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, on Facebook by requesting to join my private group, Lightworkers and Love Advocates. There, I offer a loving, inspiring, supportive environment to help you step into your light and shine. And if you are ready to make this your year to truly discover and live your soul's divine purpose, visit lovescurriculum.com to learn about the path of love, live your divine purpose, a 90-day mentoring program in which I help you gain the clarity, connection, and courage to shine. I look forward to connecting with you.